Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project as we continue to read through the Bible. Well, not really. I'm trying to encourage us to be reading the Bible, every single day. And what has encouraged me lately is me actually reading out loud to you guys. And we have made our way through, well, we're in Judges. And we've read through all the way from Genesis to Judges, not including all of Numbers. I did a flyover number. So if you're interested in hearing Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Joshua, well, then it's all on the podcast over the last, I guess, year and a half. I'm not sure. We are in Judges chapter 6. We're looking at Gideon. And Gideon has encountered the Lord. And we are picking it up right here in verse 25. And he's going to get some things to do here. God's going to give him some things to do. So let's check it out. Chapter 6, verse 25. That night the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here, with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down." So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night. When the men of the town rose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the Asherah beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar that had been built. And they said to one another, "Who has done this thing?" And after they had searched and inquired, they said, "Gideon the son of Joash has done this thing." Then the men of the town said to Joash, "Bring out your son that he may die, for he has broken down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asher beside it, the Asherah." But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Will you contend for Baal, or will you save him? Whoever contends for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because his altar has been broken down." Therefore, on that day, Gideon was called Jerubbaal. Or Jerubbaal, that is to say, "Let Baal contend against him, because he broke down his altar." All right, so we'll stop there. And let's look at the story a little bit. So God tells him to do something. We're seeing more and more of Gideon's character here. He's not a brave man, although he's going to do some great things. And we see that with this. One, he's dealing with the wheat in a bunker, basically, in the wine press, and so that he doesn't get seen. But there is logic for that. And then here he does what God tells him to do at night, so no one sees him doing it. And so that's interesting. Now let's look at what might be confusing to some. The second bull, I think, is often the most confusing thing here. That night the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal." Now, the altar of Baal might have actually been in the shape of a bull. So take your father's bull, that's the statue of Baal, and then take the 7-year-old bull to pull it down. And then later on, a 7-year-old bull is the one that gets sacrificed on this altar. So that is one way to interpret this. There are other ways, and maybe the statue of Baal wasn't in the shape of a bull, but it probably was. Then also, the other thing that he's cutting down would be a statue or a pole to where this goddess could be worshipped. So we have two different gods here that are being worshipped, and Gideon is to tear down both of the objects that the people are bowing to worship these two gods. And they are taken down. It's curious and interesting and practical that he uses the wood from these statues to sacrifice the cow, so the sacrifice the bull. Now, so that's for us to realize that there are many gods that people worship, none of which are living. And when they make a statue to their god or make an image of their god, it is an image that cannot speak, it cannot see, it cannot hear, it cannot interfere, but in the imagination of men and women. So that is the reality of other gods. Our God is able and does hear and see, and he does involve himself in our lives. He said that he would. He does. He's faithful. He's faithful even when we're not. And we're going to see that here in Gideon's life and in the people of Israel's life, the people who are not obeying God and how he's going to come and rescue them anyway. And so for us today, it's just to think about how are we really obeying God? How are we really listening to him and worshiping him and he only? And not having any idols before us. So I pray that this weekend, maybe you'd even spend some time contemplating, Lord, do I have any idols? Is there anything that I am worshiping or that is keeping me from worshiping you the way you want me to worship you? So God says he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. And part of that is by reading or hearing God's word so that we know how to do that. Part of that is just having, believing, taking that gift that God has given us, faith, and adding to it by having some time when we are praying and lifting up the needs of our loved ones, the needs of our neighbors, the needs of our community, our nation, the world. All these things are ways for us to grow in our faith and to be active in worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And of course, gathering together. And for us Christians, gathering together on Sunday is super important. Lots of things have come in the way: busyness, hobbies, COVID, laziness. All these things get in the way of us gathering together. But we need to gather with like-minded believers to hold one another accountable, to be submissive to one another, to provoke one another to good works. And so I pray that this weekend you will do that. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you soon.